Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. What is the prophetic intended to do? 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. That word prosper, if you look it up, it means to come to breakthrough. And the prophet who doesn't have breakthrough can't give you what he does not walk in. But my goal, my heart, in being available to be the prophet in your life is to see you walk in your version of the breakthrough that I've experienced. The Father says today, forget the notion of being ordinary. You were never meant to blend in. From the moment I envisioned you before the foundation of the world, my divine intention was to craft something extraordinary. There may be aspects of your character, your appearance, or your station in life that you wish to change, but understand this, says the Father, even those things that are not as you would have them are designed to elevate you, not mold you into something insufficient. Because I am in you, nothing is amiss. Because I am that I am, likewise you are as well. Because as I am in the heavens, so are you on the earth. That is a blood-bought provision. I look at you from the realm of the timeless, says the Father, whereas you err when you take a time-bound snapshot or measurement and conclude you've fallen short or failed somehow to appropriate my character or my promise. I don't judge with time-bound judgments. I look at the heart. Likewise, you should also, toward others and toward yourself. Say in your soul that you are already sufficient, already blessed, already favored by my side. I am the God of continuous improvement, and that's precisely the direction your life takes as you stay aligned with me. You were designed to be a vessel overflowing with my purpose. You are not a common vessel, though you haven't always been treated with the respect and deference that reflects your true worth as one for whom Christ died. You are a vessel of immense value, a vessel of honor in my house and my kingdom. Forget the periphery. You are not, nor have you ever been, a true outsider in any way that counts. I choose you. I include you. Today I clothe you in the righteous linen ephod washed in the blood of the Lamb, the one that David danced in, empowered and verily invited to dance before me with uninhibited joy, just like David. Let others misunderstand or mock, but your movements are as powerful as Miriam's dance, the one that shattered Pharaoh's chariots as Israel escaped bondage. I am adorning you. I am beautifying you. I am presenting you to myself and to the world as a symbol, a living example of someone who walks in my favor, experiences my goodness, and finds satisfaction in the journey. Know that I am working in and with those around you. My spirit is stirring, ready to speak, act, and guide even your loved ones toward radical conversion, a clear shift from their current paths to the ministries that I've ordained for them before creation itself. Keep trusting, keep expecting. The prayers you've poured out, the relentless pleas, they are heard in the highest heavens. And even now, armies of angels are enacting your answers. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.